active category was actually new for this year. So I've spoken to a young hero, Lauren, who was part of the, as I said, young hero under 16 category. The winner of the active category was Streets Ahead. Now, there are many brains behind the group, but the brains that are here, that are, you know, behind the group, is Elizabeth Lahave, and she joins me now. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're smiling, you're beaming still.
I know, I'm still so happy, you know, and so excited about getting the award.
And, you know, if anyone has listened to it or hasn't, there's just the kind of exchange with you and Eddie when you're presented with the award. I know Marcy Lewis presented you with the award.
Yeah.
But, you know, the exchange was just brilliant. So if you've heard it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, you know, go and listen to the award ceremony anyway via the BBC Sounds app, but also the exchange between yourself and Eddie. So, look, I know you've done interviews about Streets Ahead, but I've invited you to talk about specifically dance movement and psychotherapy.
Mm.
How does the two work? How do they work?
So dance movement psychotherapy is a form of therapy that works through the body. So you might be familiar with creative therapies like music therapy, art therapy, and drama therapy. They are kind of quite recognised as creative therapies. But dance movement psychotherapy, which started back in 1966... is a form of therapy that works with the body. And I trained, when we went into lockdown in 2020 and everything stopped for me, I'm so used to doing lots and lots of stuff all the time and running Streets Ahead, I suddenly thought, right, this is something I really want to do. I want to learn about what happens in the body and the mind and that connection. So I went and trained at Goldsmiths, and dance movement psychotherapy is the most incredible form of therapy, because when we go about our everyday lives, we use our bodies. But what happens is that a lot of trauma and unconscious memories are often trapped in the body. And dance movement psychotherapy is a form of therapy where if you're not someone that is happy to talk or find talking easy, it's challenging, we go through the body first. And by making the body flexible, it in turn makes the mind flexible. So you're more able and more open to start to unpack trauma that's embedded in our bones, that sometimes we freeze in order to not go there.
Are we talking about a particular type of dance? Because I'm thinking, I can dance.
Yeah.
So I like my Bashman.
Yeah.
I can do the candy dance.
Yeah.
You know, or are we talking about kind of ballet and really kind of yoga type dance? What are we talking about?
I think I'm so happy you said that, because when I say dance movement psychotherapy, I worry, because I've had lots of different comments. Oh, I can't do that because I've got two left feet, I can't dance. So it's not about routines, and it's not about learning anything. There's no technique involved. It's moving your body. And so I had this interaction with Eddie where he said, there's three people in the studio that can't dance. Actually, it's about how we move our body. And we are trained to use certain tools. So we've got things like the Laban movement analysis, where it's a set of tools so that if I work with you, say, Kim, and that we're in a space together, our relationship between therapist and person, I will be able to look at you and see what you might need. So say, for example, your shoulders are hunched, I might encourage some kind of movement in the shoulders to start to get that flexibility in the body. Mm. So I create a safe space. It's quite difficult to get your head around, and it's really good you asking me these questions, because It's such an important form of therapy that I want people to know about and find out about, because it's so incredible.
So who are your clients? Because people might be listening to this and thinking, you know, you know, just with the cost of living here in the capital, you know, the latest things that are kind of turning up where I live in Finsbury Park are reformer Pilates places that are expensive. So people might be listening to this and thinking, this is a middle class nonsense. Mm. I don't relate to it. Mm. Who are your clients?
Well, Streets Ahead is a charity. Mm-hmm. And so we offer the parents of our children who are struggling and we offer funding for that. Yes, it is difficult to access. There is a form of payment that needs to be mm-hmm. had. However, there are organisations out there that do offer it at slightly reduced rates. So, for example, I've worked in hospitals where I've done dance movement psychotherapy in groups. And so what happens is that we mobilise the body in order to try and find what's happening and what's locked up in the brain. And we find those opportunities to work through those traumas, and especially in group work, mm-hmm. where someone over here might be experiencing something and someone sees someone on the opposite side of the room and that they share the same situations. It's that installation of hope and that altruism where they can potentially find, oh, I'm not just the only person that's suffering in this way. But sorry, going back to your point of how much it costs and where you can access it. It's this opportunity for me to come on the radio is a chance for me to say, look up dance movement psychotherapy. You can find places. It's if you know that you've got things in your mind and you're worried, you're troubled, there's trauma and you don't want to go through that process of having to dig things up, doing it this way just helps you to take it in through the body. There's a really interesting, I'm not sure if you know about the vagus nerve, but the vagus nerve is an involuntary nerve that is responsible for things like breathing, digestion, but also the nervous system. If we learn to stimulate that nerve, we learn to be able to manage our emotions, reduce anxiety, and enhance the dopamine. So that we do that through dance movement psychotherapy. So there's actual physical processes that happen in order for us to relax and try to release things that are trapped in the body.
This year in particular has been kind of really hard. You know, I've had people that I know have lost parents. I lost my cousin suddenly in a car accident in June. How does something like grief, you know, how does this psychotherapy help something like grief?
So can I just ask you, with grief, how would you normally deal with grief yourself? So would you be someone that potentially, everyone deals with grief in different ways, and we all have times when we're ready to work through it, and sometimes we need that time to process it ourselves before we're ready to share it.
I don't think that there's kind of one size fits all, but I think in terms of, they say that there are different stages. And I think definitely shock. What I find particularly difficult with grief, real talk, is that I do want to talk about it, but people don't want to talk about it. They don't know how to act around you. And you just want people to listen. But I think that's about society's view that we don't want to talk about death.
Okay.
So that is the way that I find it really difficult, because I want to talk, I want to express, but people don't want to talk to me about it.
Okay, so that's a perfect example of you being in a space with a dance movement psychotherapist. That space is a safe space for you to be able to open up and release whatever you want to talk about. It's a non-judgmental space. It's somewhere where someone listens to you and helps you process things. So, for example, how we would do this through the body is, I've had patients come in and you can see that they've got so much energy. They can't, their shoulders are up and they can't sit still. And so what we do is we do something through the body and we release that tension. So sweeping down the arms, it might be shaking, it might be tensing. And suddenly after about 10 minutes, things have just been released out of the body. And then it's you're flexible in your body, you become flexible in the mind. So you then have opened the door to be able to, let's talk about this. That's where dance movement psychotherapy comes into play. 80% of what we do in our body affects our mind, and only 20% the other way around. Whatever we do in our body, and it's finding that shift. So, you know, sometimes when you're in a mood and you just can't shift out of that, you know, and you're like, no, I want to stay in this place. I want to be angry. Isn't it hard to kind of shift out of that?
Mm.
Well, there's certain things I do. I put on a piece of music, and even though I want to stay there, that music then lifts me out, and then I start to find out, right, what's going on? Where am I tense? What do I need to do? This is a very simplistic view of what dance music psychotherapy is.
And is it something that you feel that women are more open to, or younger women, or you can't kind of distinguish like that?
You know, I've worked with men and women, and I remember working with a man, and he was, there's no way I'm not doing this. What is all this? I am not getting involved in this. And I was like, look, just come into the group and just see how you feel. No pressure, and see what happens. And he was like, yeah, but I'm just going to sit. I said, no pressure.
Right.
He came into that group, and because it's a non-judgmental space, it's a space where we feel relaxed. We're not judging anyone. It's a safe environment. Within 10 minutes, he was fully involved. And then he continued with me for another 3 months. And he made such a huge improvement through just, you know, that sense of that defense is where we are essentially struggling, because we put up this defense.
Yeah. So is it something that you can do in terms of anything that you would apply to psychotherapy? So is it about, you know, grief? Is it, you know, loss? Is it trauma? Is it about someone that just needs to boost their confidence? Is it anything?
Absolutely. Right. It's absolutely all those things. Because another movement tool that we use, which is called Kestenberg Movement Profile, relates to this might sound a bit too intense, but I'm going to give you kind of a synopsis. It relates to the developmental patterns of a child from 0 to 6. So if from 0 to 6, when a child goes through certain developmental patterns of first feeding and then crawling and then reaching and then grabbing, all those, and then running and then being able to control their bladder, those developmental patterns relate to certain rhythms and patterns in our older life. So if for example, I'm talking with someone and they are talking and talking and can't stop talking, they don't have that kind of, the ability to be able to have that conversation, they may be related to a certain developmental pattern in childhood. So what we then do is we find ways of what would we do with a child when they're in this stage and they need to go to the next stage. So they're feeding, but they need to start eating with their hands. So we give them food to eat with their hands. It's quite a complex.
I get it. With everything that happens here in the capital, it's really busy. Londoners could benefit.
Londoners can definitely benefit. If you're someone that's sitting there and thinking, I've heard about therapy, I know it can work, I'm not sure about talking therapy, the traditional talking therapy might not be for everyone, but potentially if I can find a way to start with the body that will then help the mind, this could be something they could try. And there's no dance movements required in this.
Right. You don't have to be a good dancer.
You do not have to be able to dance. All you need to be able to do is move. It's an embodied psychotherapy.
So it doesn't matter if you're out of step or anything like that.
Absolutely not.
What are your future plans?
Well, I really want to, using the platform of Streets Ahead, and we have a provision called BASE, which is Body and Soul Education, and we are in 35 schools now with this provision, where we work with children one-to-one, we do staff training, and we do parent skills hubs, and obviously dance class. Mm-hmm. And so we're using creative therapies with children where they may not understand what's wrong with them, but they may be able to move and play through their body. And that's in turn how we can reimagine and rebuild skills that they may have lost through trauma and through things that have happened to them in their life. So bringing dance movement psychotherapy into Streets Ahead and into our BASE provision.
I love that. Just finally, the theme tonight is gratitude. You're put on the spot, someone stops you just as you're leaving this building, right here, right now. Elizabeth, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful, really, to be here and have this opportunity to talk about this. You know, just being a winner from Make a Difference has given us that platform to be able to talk and share what we do. And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you so much.
Anyone enticed, because I like, you know, I might come and check you guys out. But if anyone wants to find out about you, are you on the socials? Have you got Facebook? Where can they find you?
So streetsahead.org with a Z. And if they want any more information about dance movement psychotherapy, ADMP UK. And that gives you some more information about them. There's therapists on there as well. Talking from my team of DMPs that I trained with. Mm-hmm. But so streetsaheadwithaz.org, and you can find out more about what we do.
All right, listen, it's been great speaking to you. And no doubt I will speak to you again.
Thank you, Kim.
The 1,000-mile challenge for BBC Children in Need. Last year,